But we're, fourth or fifth cousins, so it's amazing.
This summer, 60 descendants of Chief Joseph Osagi picnicked in the shade of pine trees near the beach of Wisconsin Point.
There's Chief Osagi, and then there's her daughter, Isabella, Mariana Lemire, Josette Durfee, your mom, you. That'd be five generations, and I'm number six, I think.
That's Pat Nelson with not enough fingers on her hand to count the number of greats she is to her grandfather, Chief Osagi. Her mother, Colleen Aird, remembers when Wisconsin Point was a village of the Fond du Lac Band of Ojibwe.
My dad used to have to get the fire going in the schoolhouse, the one-room schoolhouse. No cars. He had to roll the boat over and pick up the teacher and then bring her back.
In 1918, U.S. Steel wanted to buy ore docks on this sandy spit of land separating Lake Superior from the Superior Harbor, so the villagers were evicted. Not only that, 200 graves were dug up and relocated to a Superior Church cemetery.
I just think it's kind of a hallowed place.
Lori Madden is also a descendant of Chief Osagi. She says discrimination took its toll on the Osagi descendants. The circle grew smaller and the band's history was lost to many of them.
Our grandparents didn't teach our parents the traditions because of discrimination. And so our parents couldn't teach it to us. And thus we couldn't teach it to our children. And the Ojibwe culture is an oral history. Now we are starting to find a little pride of our culture, of our family.
Nelson's daughter, Veronica Nelson, is a Native American Studies student at the University of Minnesota Duluth. She says in 1918, Indians were not granted U.S. citizenship. Even practicing the Ojibwe culture or speaking their language was forbidden in white society. But now Osagi's descendants gather at a little-known marker to honor three centuries of ancestors who lived and died on Wisconsin Point.
Yeah. Offerings, tobacco, copper. You'll see maybe stuffed animals, pictures, you know, mementos left on those cements for the dead, for their loved ones in memory. It's not to dwell in the past, though, but it's to acknowledge the families that were here so we can carry on with that part ringing true, like being represented and not buried anymore, you know, or not just pushed off.
Fond du Lac Tribal Chairwoman Karen Diver is working to get the federal government to return 18 acres of Wisconsin Point to her people. She, too, is a descendant of Chief Osagi. Reached at a Washington airport after her latest meeting with the Bureau of Indian Affairs, Diver says the 1852 trip to Washington by Chief Osagi and Chief Buffalo is a lesson for people 158 years later.
It was grassroots activism where those residents were advocating for their very homes and for their safety and security, and they brought it through the courts without having any allies at any level. So, you know, it was self-determination at a family level, not just from a government level.
Next year, this family hopes to hold their picnic and reunion on land that will once again belong to them. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio, on Wisconsin Point in Superior.
Together again.
Oh, you got to figure it out, huh?